Welcome to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
And now, here's your host, Work Mom.
Hello, I'm Lori Jo Vest. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Work Mom Says, Don't Be an Idiot. This episode is going to go deeper into a subject that I feel really strongly about. I didn't learn this until I was well into my 30s. So I'm hoping that if you're in your 20s and you hear this and learn this and hold on to it, it will serve you so well over time. So let's talk about it. You know what nobody tells you when they hire you or when you get out of college or when you're starting a new project? Growth feels like garbage. It's horrible. If it felt good, everybody would be doing it. So the people that are not successful, that can't hold a job, that have difficulties in relationships, those are people who do not like to be uncomfortable and avoid it. In reality, avoiding discomfort is one of the most damaging things you can do to your relationships and your career. And let's talk about it a little bit deeper, because I think there's reasons behind it that once you understand them, it'll be much, much easier to put yourself in those scary situations and grow. And that's what it takes to grow. We are all here to grow. We are here to learn. We are here to try new things. So we are wired, unfortunately, to avoid discomfort. And what that means is basically, your brain doesn't know the difference between that scary email from a coworker that's not happy with you and a saber-toothed tiger. It has no idea. So it immediately goes into protection mode and causes you to not want to act or to bring up your trauma response. Fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. When you find yourself doing those things because you're uncomfortable, push through it. In work situations, you will not die from discomfort. You will not. And there's a lie that's told out there about waiting until you're ready. You will never be ready. And guess what? That's okay. Ask any parent who has a, you know, 2 or 3 year old, did you feel like you were ready when you had kids? And they'll say no. Because none of us are ever ready for the levels of discomfort that great big change can bring. You've got to jump anyway. And I'll tell you a little story because I find it really interesting, and I think it really is an indicator of what can happen when you allow yourself to be uncomfortable. And I was hired by an advertising agency at 48 years old to join a creative department and work on some Kimberly-Clark brands. And yeah, I was like a fish out of water. I was like an alien on another planet. I was so uncomfortable because everybody there was just so cool and so funny and so smart. And I didn't feel like I fit in. And I had no idea how it worked, how an agency worked and the hierarchy and how you get things done. You can't go directly to the person that does the job necessarily or you'll get in trouble. How did I learn that? I got in trouble. So I took a job that I knew I was qualified for, but I had no idea how to do once I got into the building. Sure, I knew how to write social copy. Sure, I knew how to, you know, to manage social media accounts. What I didn't know was how an ad agency was running. You know, I didn't know how I would function inside it. And I felt like everybody was so much smarter than me. And I mean, it was pretty stressful. And the upside was, while I was feeling all that imposter syndrome, nobody around me seemed to give me any indication that they didn't have full confidence in my abilities. And I loved it because, looking back, I can see all that discomfort. It lasted for about 6 months, honestly. And after 6 months, I was in that position for about 6 years. I felt so comfortable and so good. I grew, I stretched, I learned so much. So discomfort does not equal danger. It does not. There's a huge difference between this is uncomfortable because I'm growing and this is uncomfortable because something is actually wrong. And Gut check those questions. Gut check it when it comes up. In most cases, your discomfort will come from, I don't know how to do this yet in the workplace. If it comes from somebody misbehaving, that is not something that is just discomfort. If somebody is, you know, hitting on you, if somebody is being abusive in the workplace, if you're working for a narcissist, this is not what I'm talking about. That is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the day-to-day discomfort that comes from trying and doing new things or growing your thought processes. One of the things that you may need to do in a work environment is learn to listen. Every one of us has gone into a meeting thinking that we know the answer. We know what should happen and we know how this should get done. And you go into a meeting with three or four other people and all of a sudden they all have their own ideas on how things should be done. And you have to open up. You have to let go of your ego. You have to let go of that feeling that I'm right and be open-minded and work toward a solution that works for everybody. Those situations are not always comfortable, but if you stay curious, that's a really good way of dealing with discomfort. Instead of, you know, looking at something that might happen that could be bad and creating anxiety in your body over what could happen if you don't do something correctly, swap that out with curiosity. What could happen if I learned how to do this? What could happen if I had support from my team? What could happen if I leapt into this situation and did my very best? That is how you approach difficult situations that cause discomfort. So the thing that I want to help you understand is that sometimes your body will lie to you. You will walk into a situation and the fear impulse that comes to your brain from maybe being in a meeting with somebody that's really confrontational, going into a meeting and not knowing what you're supposed to know. Those situations, your body will lie to you. And I've even had in work situations that feeling of like your whole body gets cold because you have such incredible fear of what could happen. You're not going to die. So your body will lie to you and tell you that the three people in that room that are waiting for you for that meeting are tigers. They're not tigers. They're not going to kill you. So look at discomfort as a sign of growth, and that will help you lean into it and grow faster, which is always good. So in the next section of this, I want to talk about the payoff. When you lean into discomfort, and you don't have to leap, you don't have to jump, but when you practice being okay with that little bit of anxiety that tells you, I don't know how to do this and everybody's going to know, when you lean into that instead of backing away, send the email, speak up in the meeting, ask for the raise, do the hard workout, have that awkward conversation. When you do that, consider that a rep, like going to the gym. Discomfort is a rep. The more reps you do, the stronger the muscle. And I'll tell you a story from my experience as a mom. My son is 27 now. God love him to pieces. He's such a great little human, great big human, I guess. He's about 6'3". So he told me as an adult how much of a difference it made that I pushed him into discomfort as a child. A couple of things I used to do. I taught him how to advocate for himself. And for example, you know, we pick up pizza and he says, I want some chips and a pop to go with that, or a soft drink. That's what we call them, pop in the Midwest. I want a soft drink and some chips. And I'd be like, great, go ahead and go on in and get them. And he's like 8 or 10 years old. Mom, I don't want to do it. I'm not comfortable. If you want the chips and the soft drink, you will go in and get it. And he would go in and get it. And the other thing I used to do was give him the opportunity when he was in a situation where he wanted to do something or go somewhere, and I was a no, I would allow him to advocate for himself, to tell me why he thought I should reconsider. And sometimes it worked, and sometimes I would go ahead and say, you're right, go ahead, go do it. Other times I'd say, nope, still don't agree with you. But I always allowed him the chance to advocate for himself. And he said that's such a huge difference between what he sees out there in the world with his friends, that people don't know how to advocate, and or they have a fear of going into a situation with the boss. The boss says, maybe you don't get a, you know, you can't have the vacation that you scheduled 3 weeks ago. And a lot of people would just go, oh, well, the boss won't let me have that vacation. If you push yourself past the discomfort of speaking up for yourself, you may get that vacation. Odds are you will get that vacation. And in fact, you can stand strong so that you do get the vacation. And I'm not telling you to be insubordinate. I'm not telling you to be, to be aggressive or dominating in those conversations. But you can actually make things happen for yourself by pushing into that discomfort and at least asking for what it is that you want. It won't always work, but the discomfort of pushing for what you really want will be worth it. I'd say 8 times out of 10, you will get what you want if you have a sound reason behind it and you approach that conversation from a place of curiosity. Again, curiosity is a really great tool for difficult conversations and for advocating for yourself when it's not comfortable. So another thing I want to talk about, this is a little tough love for you. There is a huge conversation online about self-care. And one of the things that we need to recognize is, yes, self-care is so important. We need to give ourselves time to, you know, regroup after a difficult situation. We need to give ourselves rest when we've worked really hard. We need to take time off away from the office to allow our minds to rest and our bodies to rest and to have, you know, time that's not work, right? But treat yourself and self-care can actually get in your way if it turns into self-avoidance, meaning I don't feel good about that, so I'm not doing it. That might work in situations that are not safe. If it's a situation at work where there's a project that you don't want to work on because you're not comfortable and you push back and don't do it because you're avoiding something, that's a whole different situation. Discomfort is not a lack of self-care. Think of it as building resilience, that if you can be more resilient than the next guy, you're going to be able to weather the storm. You're going to be able to get the job when things are difficult. You're going to be able to solve problems. There's a lot of things you can do when you're resilient, when you don't let every little thing knock you over. So put on your big girl pants. That is what we all have to do as adults. We all have to understand that discomfort is a part of life and that it's okay. It's not an enemy. It's not the enemy of a good life. It's the entry fee. If you want to be a successful person and accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, have the job that you really love, have the boss that treats you well, the entry fee for that is some discomfort. And I really love the phrase, get comfortable being uncomfortable, because that kind of challenges you. Is it really discomfort or is it a little anxiety? And if it's a little anxiety, push past it. Pick one uncomfortable thing to do this week. One thing that you've been avoiding, whether it's a conversation or a task or something that makes you uncomfortable, and just do it. And then see how you feel afterwards when it's over and done. And maybe you've had a really positive outcome to something that you were really afraid of. It can happen. And a lot of times it will happen. So here's my sign off. Comfortable people don't have origin stories. Comfortable people are not at the top of the success ladder. They're not. Go be uncomfortable and I'll be here to hear about it when you're done. Reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to hear from all of our listeners. Thank you so much for showing up for me today. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please do me a favor, subscribe, give me a like, maybe a comment if you're really feeling it, so I can bring this really helpful information to more people so they can learn how to play the emotional contact sport of business and experience a whole lot less drama and a whole lot more success. And consider visiting my website. We have got all the past episodes. There's some blogs there. There's a contact form if you'd like to get in touch with me. If you have a guest that you'd like us to interview or you'd like to be on the show, I would love to hear from you there. Again, this is Lori Jo Vest. I am also known as Work Mom. I'm here for you to help you learn to play the emotional contact sport of business so you can experience less drama and more success. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
For more information, you can email Work Mom at LORIWorkMomSays.com. That's Lori at WorkMomSays.com. And remember,
don't be an idiot.